वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 20, Text 32. Maitreya Vacha
Maitreya Vacha
Ityadi Rajena Nuta Svavishvadrek
Ityadi Rajena Nuta Svavishvadrek
Tam Aharajan Mai Bhakti Rastute
Tam Aharajan Mai Bhakti Rastute
Dishtye Drishi Dhir Mai Te Kritayaya
Dishtye Drishi Dhir Mai Te Kritayaya
Maya Madiyam Taratisma Dushtyajam
Maya Madiyam Taratisma Dushtyajam
Ityadi Rajena Nuta Svavishvadre
Ityadi Rajena Nuta Svavishvadre
Tam Aharajan Mai Bhakti Rastute
Tam Aharajan Mai Bhakti Rastute
Dishtye Drishidir Mai Te Kritayaya
Dishtye Drishidir Mai
माया मदीयां तरति स्म दुष्ट्यजां इत्यादि राजेन नुत स्वविश्वद्रे तम आह राजन मयि भक्तिरस्तुते दिष्ट्ये दृशीधीर्मयि ते कृताय माया मदीयां तरति स्म
Maitreya
Uvacha
Ityadi Rajena Nuta Svavishvadre
Ityadi Rajena Nuta Svavishvadre
Tam
Aharajan Mai Bhakti Rastute
Drishtye Drishi Dhir Mai Te Kritayaya
Drishtye Drishi Dhir Mai Te Kritayaya
Maya Madhiyam Taratisma Dushtyajam
Maya Madhiyam Taratisma Dushtyajam
Maitreya
Uvacha
Ityadi Rajena
Nuta Svavishvadre
Tam
Aharajan Mai Bhakti Rastute
Dishtye
Drishidhir Mai Te Kritayaya
Mayam Adhiyam
माया मदीयां तरति स्म दुष्ट्यजां
मैत्रेय
उवाच इत्यादि राजेन नुत स्वविश्वद्रे
तम
आह राजन मयि भक्तिरस्तुते माया मदीयां तरति स्म दुष्ट्यजां
मैत्रेय
उवाच
इत्यादि राजेन
नुत स्वविश्वद्रे तम आह राजन मयि भक्तिरस्तुते दिष्ट्ये दृशीधीर् मयि ते कृतायया माया मदीयां तरति स्म दुष्ट्यजां मैत्रेय उवाच
इत्यादि राजेन
नुत स्वविश्वद्रे तम आह राजन मयि भक्तिरस्तुते
दृष्टे
दृषीधीर् मयि ते कृताय माया मदीयां तरति स्म दुष्ट्यजाम्
मैत्रेय
उवाच इत्यादि राजेन नुत स विश्वदृक् तम आह राजन् मयि भक्तिरस्तुते दृष्टे दृषीधीर् मयि ते कृताय माया मदीयां तरति स्म दुष्ट्यजाम्
What word? Maitreya.
Maitreya.
Maitreya, the great sage.
Maitreya, the great sage.
Uvacha.
Uvacha.
Spoke.
Spoke.
Iti.
Iti.
Thus.
Thus.
Adi Rajena.
Adi Rajena.
By the original King Prithu.
By the original King Prithu.
Nutaha.
Nutaha.
Being worshipped.
Being worshipped.
Saha.
Saha.
He, the supreme personality of Godhead.
He, the supreme personality of Godhead.
Vishvadrik.
Vishvadrik.
The seer of the whole universe.
The seer of the whole universe.
Tam.
On
to him,
him.
Aha
said,
Rajan,
my dear king,
Mai,
on
to me,
Bhakti
hi,
devotional service,
Astu,
let it be,
Te,
your,
Dishtya,
by
good
fortune,
Idrishi,
like this,
Dihi,
intelligence,
Mai,
on
to me,
Te,
by you,
Krita.
Having been performed,
Yaya,
by which
Mayam,
illusory energy,
Madiyam,
my,
Tarati,
crossover,
Sma,
certainly,
Dushtyajam,
very difficult to give up. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. The great sage Maitreya continued by saying that the Lord, the seer of the universe, after hearing Prithu Maharaj's prayer, addressed the king. My dear king, may you always be blessed by engaging in my devotional service. Only by such purity of purpose, as you yourself very intelligently express, can one cross over the insurmountable illusory energy of Maya. Purport. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, wherein the Lord also claims that the illusory energy is insurmountable. No one can transcend the illusory energy of Maya by fruitive activity, speculative philosophy, or mystic yoga. The only means for transcending illusory energy is devotional service, as the Lord Himself states, Mam eva ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite, Bhagavad Gita 7:14. If one wants to cross over the ocean of material existence, there is no alternative than to take to devotional service. A devotee, therefore, should not care for any material position, whether in heaven or in hell. A pure devotee should always engage in the service of the Lord, for that is his real occupation. Simply by sticking to that position, one can overcome the stringent laws of material nature. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuronmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruye Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari
वृषभानोस्ते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघायते गिरिं यत्कृपाधं वंदे श्री गुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्री चैतन्येश्वरं
So here we see that after hearing Prithu Maharaj's prayer, address the king. So here Prithu Maharaj offered wonderful prayers. So it was really very beautiful and we relished those verses. In fact, that verse where Prithu Maharaj is saying, if I also start doing that service of Lakshmi Devi, then we'll have a fight. And Lakshmi Devi and myself will have a fight. I hope, I know that you will take my side. So very, very wonderful prayers. Bhagavatam prayers are really very, very beautiful. And one such prayer was this. And now, after being pleased, hearing such wonderful prayers, now Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is speaking. So He says, My dear King, may you always be blessed by engaging in my devotional service. Only by such purity of purpose, as you yourself very intelligently express, can one cross over the insurmountable illusory energy of Maya. So before we get into this, I wanted to share about the ongoing thing and the glories of Vedic culture. Yesterday I was speaking to His Grace Mathuradhish Prabhuji. So he shared, I asked him this question about coronavirus. So Prabhuji, what is your view on coronavirus? So he gave a nice this one. He said, Lord manifests all these things for different purposes. One such purpose is to glorify the Vedic culture. Then I started meditating on this. How is it? No, we're glorifying the Vedic culture. Now you see what people are doing. Yesterday, one devotee who came with me for one program, he was telling, as soon as I come home, my mother does not allow me inside if I don't wash my legs and hands. Now you see, let's go back to our Vedic culture and analyze. This is what we do. Now as soon as, if the person wants to come inside, first he'll do is wash the feet outside. Wash the hands outside. In fact, people wash the face also. Especially this, when a new child is born, newborn baby. So this is compulsory. In fact, it was compulsory all the time. All the time. This is one. Another thing I was meditating was on Achman that we do. Now you see, you know, how many times we sip water, how many times we wash hands, even while doing Aarti, how many times. In fact, it is the Vedic injunction that before having prasadam. So one has to do Achman. In fact, one has to take bath, one has to do Achman. Then again, you know, before going to prasadam, again wash hands and legs and then go sit and have prasadam. And after getting up from there, again wash hands and legs and obviously mouth. So you see, just by following this, all these things what people are doing currently, you know, which has become very rampant, everyone is doing this. Everyone wants to, obviously Vedic culture says water, we have, where is that? Hand sanitizers. That is also, if you see, this is also laziness of hand sanitizers. No, bas waha kama ho gaya. Yes, no need to go walk towards the bathroom and, you know, wash hands and things like that. So this is one aspect. Other aspect which you see in currently is about everyone is following four-legged principles. You see, meat eating, many people have stopped. At least now for this phase, they have stopped meat eating. Others before, you know, people are very much interested. Leg piece and hand piece and this piece and that piece. Yeah, I just remembered this. In my 10th standard, I used to do combined study with one of my friends. So they were not Christians, non-vegetarians. So I went and then it was lunch time. So they had served, you know, something. For me, they had made something and they were having some chicken something. So his father in between, he says, Mala dil paije. I want heart. And she searched and she gave. Now you tell me which person is going to eat any part of any animal in this particular phase, you know, that is going on. This is one. Second, alcohol. People are so crazy. No, it's really cool nowadays to have alcohol. Even in the offices we see, yes, if you don't have alcohol, no. By the way, alcohol is a hot thing. I don't know by drinking that how a person becomes cool. But so people say that.
Kills the virus, no?
Alcohol kills the virus. But still, they have to come to that place where all dirty people are there, you know, to take that. So that one, the other thing is about the illicit relation. Now, you will not see people holding hands and walking also.
They started
the
social distancing.
Yes. Social, I don't know, but it's corona restrictions. Yeah.
No, that's called social distancing.
A social distancing? Yeah, okay. I thought social restriction you're talking about. Social distancing. Mm. And you'll not see any couple sitting anywhere around any corner in any dark place. Yes. And obviously, now who will go to brothels at this time for prostitution? And obviously, all theaters are closed, restaurants are closed. Obviously, casinos will be closed. So, no gambling also. So, just by following Vedic culture, which talks about this, following four related principles, you know, one can be saved, you know, very nicely, right? And we see, you know, many, many devotees, you know, they are safe, you know, by practicing it very nicely. It's very normal for them. Nothing has changed in a devotee's life. Same number of baths only we take. We don't take extra bath. Same number of times only we wash hands. Yes. So, just by following Vedic culture, one can cross over the insurmountable coronavirus. Coming back to the shloka. So here, Krishna is talking about, the Lord is talking about various aspects. So one is purity of purpose. So a person, let's talk about a material person having a purpose in life. So anyone who has got a purpose in life, that person is very, very fired up to do that particular thing. You see in the office also, when there's a deadline, now the person literally slogs day and night together because there's a purpose. Now he has to attain, you know, achieve some goal, right? Or it might be anything for that matter. Like for example, getting a job. This was again, you know, in the college time. One boy was a topper, but unfortunately was not able to clear any of the companies. He was literally giving interview after interview after interview, and we were there as placement coordinators to coordinate. Now this topper who was there, a bachelor student. So he almost attended some approximately 25 companies. And so in our college, it was like back to back. In a day, there'll be three tests. And then next day, you know, there'll be three interviews also. And there'll be competition amongst all this. So this personality was going through all that. And finally, at the end, he achieved. He got one. So there was a purpose, and this personality had three clothes, and we coordinators knew he has three clothes, tomorrow he's going to wear this. continuously was coming. Full day and night, he didn't sleep for many days. He didn't sleep. Right? Purpose. But then one thing is there that, you know, people might have this purpose in life, some goal, they might be fired up. Yes. The ones who don't have that purpose, they get into depression. That's what is seen. But the ones who have, they live their life, but what is the use? Again, it's temporary. But when it comes to devotees, when it comes to Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam is very clear. Our purpose is very pure. Our purpose is we want to attain the all pure, that is the Pavitra or Krishna. To attain Krishna, that is the only thing, you know, that is there in every devotee's life. Right? Now you see how pure this purpose is. So when the devotee starts aspiring for this, to attain Krishna, you know, just to attain Krishna and nothing else. So everything in life, you know, becomes very, very simple. Very, very simple. When people used to say that attaining Krishna and everything else will fall in place, is very difficult to understand. But now when we observe the devotees are actually hankering and literally slogging to attain Krishna, now they literally don't bother about anything. Be it a physical problem, the body is going through, and we have many examples like that. Right? It was so nice to see His Holiness Jayapada Goswami Maharaj going in that waters. We understand. See, it doesn't matter at all, the physical problems, psychological problems. Devotees are so stubborn to practice devotional service. Anything happens psychologically also, still they'll make sure, you know, they'll chant. There's one pastime, very, very touching. So this was in one of the temples, I forgot which temple it is. So this devotee who met with an accident, so he was not remembering anything. But one thing he was remembering was coming to temple every single day, and he would come. He would not remember anyone, he didn't remember his parents, he didn't remember his siblings, no family members, but one thing he remembered was he has to come to the temple, take darshan, chant. Doesn't matter psychological problem, emotional problem, relation breaks, anything breaks, hardly matters. In fact, people want in bhakti to break everything. So emotional problems hardly matters because the purpose is so high and it's so pure and it's so intense that anyone who aspires for that overcomes all the problems which are there. Any sort of problem, be it material or spiritual, right? So this is the purity of purpose. But Krishna is, you know, very, very clear. He's so possessive, he tests the personality to the core. And then he'll give himself to the devotee, to the core, right? And we have so many examples like that. Yesterday I was sharing that Lord Ram is known among the entire loka. It's because he's Maryada Purushottam, he teaches how to live, etc., etc. And he's also easy, you know, to attain, comparatively. But whereas Krishna, he tests the devotee to the core. So only those people who are called as sadhus, who are renunciants, there Krishna is famous. And by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, he has taught us detachment and renunciation. So he's famous, you know, nowadays in all around the world, especially in our ISKCON temples. Even Grihastha devotees are so intense, you know, to practice devotional service. But the fact is, Krishna is very, very possessive. Very, very possessive. And it's like he should be the only one in the heart. No one else should be there in the heart. Or else he'll not enter. This is what is seen. And it's very clear. Little attachment anywhere, I'll not come. And Krishna says this in Bhagavad Gita also. Vyavasaya atmika buddhihi ekaha kuru nandana. Bhaushakaya anantasya buddhayo vyavasayana. So, only person who can attain this goal is one who is resolute in purpose. And 244 he says, Bhogaishwarya prasakta naam taya aparita chetasam vyavasaya atmika buddhihi samadhavna vidiyate. A person who is attached to Bhoga and Aishwarya, that person will never have resolute purpose. Or resolute, he'll never be resolute in his purpose. And here we see that even in the life of devotees, Lord makes sure that even the last attachment, the bit of attachment which is there, he'll remove. Even the last attachment. It doesn't matter, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi or Brahmachari, it doesn't matter. He'll make sure that last attachment which is there, he'll remove that, then only he'll accept that person. And gopis are the best example. So, he literally made the gopis to leave the entire family in the mid of the night. And I was meditating on this, that the amazing aspect of gopis, they were ready to do anything for Krishna, anything. And they were literally like that bamboo stick, you can just, you know, bend it and give any shape, any shape. They were that, you know, they were that, having that surrender. And Krishna expects that surrender. He literally expects, and he makes it very clear, 1866. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. Give up everything and surrender unto me. No option. And this is towards the end, this is called as charam shloka. And Sri Vaishnavas call it as charam shloka. This is the most important shloka. Why? This is what is the expectation of the Lord. This is what is the expectation. That you have to completely surrender. Completely surrender. But then, you know, he's not like the other bosses, like we discussed in Gita course also. He's not like other bosses who just expect surrender and exploit. This personality is so lovable. He says, and a devotee is literally struggling. He says, Daivi Hesha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratyaya Mam Eva Ye Prapadyante Maya Metam Tarantite. I know you're struggling. He tells to the devotee, I know you're struggling. And I know the reason also. Because Maya is so strong. Maya is so strong. And you will struggle. You will struggle. Because it's not easy to overcome her because she is my energy, she is my sister. So you cannot overcome. You are just a mere living entity of this world. 1/10,000 tip of the hair, that is what is your size. How can you overcome my energy? But then he gives a solution. Mam eva ye prapadyate. Again he says, surrender. Surrender unto me and I will make sure that I'll take you across this ocean, this Bhavasagar, the insurmountable illusory energy, as it is mentioned in this verse also, right? So this is the only way a devotee can overcome, you know, this problem of Maya, or else it's very, very difficult. How can a devotee overcome this, right? We are very, very minute, very, very minute. If we just analyze the entire illusory energy of the Lord, this is my favorite meditation, you know, whenever I have time I do this. See how strong the illusory energy of Maya is. Many people are dying all around. Many people. It's right from the infant in the womb. Prabodhananda Saraswati, he mentions in Vrindavan Mahimamrita that even the infant dies in the womb, and when he takes birth outside the womb, what guarantee you have that you're going to live? run to Vrindavan. No? That's how he ends every shloka. Run, run to Vrindavan. So you see, every now and then we see so many people dying. So many people. Small kids are dying. And then the youth are dying. Adults are dying. Old people are dying. Very, very old people are dying. So like this, all categories of people are dying, but the illusory energy of the Lord has kept us in illusion. Very nicely. Don't worry, nothing will happen to you. And that's how people are living their life. That's how people are living their life. Right? You ask anyone, you know, about this, you know, how long we live, they will have some number. They will have some number to give. Even when they see that how everyone is dying, still they will have some number to give. Maybe another 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. Even devotees have plans, you know, another 30, 40 years. You know, I'll do this too, and then later I'll become very, very serious Prabhuji. Right? This is how strong the illusory energy is. So strong, so strong. But then, a devotee under the guidance of a pure devotee, spiritual master who is having that Guru Nishtha, when he is understanding each and every statement, or at least few instructions of spiritual master, when the mercy flows, then this illusory energy of the Lord, clearly it will be visible how she is strong. And how strong she is. And once the devotee understands, oh, she is really huge, I cannot do anything. It's almost like, suppose we go to a friend's house, and he has got a dog, whatever, Tommy or not the small one. I don't understand the purpose of that small dog which people take him around. The big one, yes, the huge one. So we go, and then that dog comes literally bouncing on us, and we are fearful of dog, suppose, yes. We will cry out, "Arey, kya kar raha hai andar? Jaldi aa bahar! Your kutta is coming to me." That person will come out, and if he just says, "Tommy, come behind," it will come behind, right? That's how our situation is when we realize how big the Maya is, and we call out, "Krishna, help! I'm struggling here," and then Maya Devi, come behind. He's mine. He's mine. Is mine, right? So in this way, we see that's what Krishna is saying. Mam eva prapadyante maya metam taradite. Just surrender onto me, I'll take care of everything. But the problem is, we want to try. Krishna, I'll try once. If I'm not succeed, I'll come to you. So we are trying. Lifetime after lifetime, we are trying to overcome this illusory energy of the Lord as devotees or non-devotees, and it's going on and on and on, right? And here, Prabhupada mentions. Last two lines, very, very important. A pure devotee should always engage in the service of the Lord, for that is his real occupation. This is the only, and before that, a devotee therefore should not care for any material position, whether in heaven or in hell. So Krishna doesn't like any attachment, and we have seen that. Many pastimes talk about that. So we cannot expect any position. In fact, in one of the places, Prabhupada made the statement that, very strong statement, many of the ISKCON devotees would end up in heaven. Because doing pious activity, so end up in heaven. But then, if even there is slight attachment, that's what we'll end up somewhere which is not our destination. This is not our destination, right? And then he says, one should be engaged in the service of the Lord. That is our real occupation. So our goal is to attain Krishna, and that is possible only when we come to the Shuddha Sattva platform. Yesterday we were discussing this shloka. First canto, second chapter, 18th shloka, 18th and 19th. So in that, what is that? Tada rajas tamo bhavaha. So only when we cross over this passion and ignorance, then only, it is possible that, then Prabhupada writes there, only when the person comes to the platform Shuddha Sattva. First he writes, only when the person comes to the platform Sattva Guna, practicing things in Sattva Guna, then he'll come to Shuddha Sattva. Only when the person comes to Sattva Guna, he says, only when the person comes to Sattva Guna, he'll be able to see Krishna eye to eye constantly. He'll be able to attain when the person comes to Sattva Guna. Right? And that is what we have to do. And Prabhupada says that is possible only when the person engages in the service of the Lord. And simply by sticking to that position, that is being the servant of the Lord, sticking to that position of being the servant to the Lord, one can overcome the stringent laws of material nature, which are binding the devotee. So with this, I would like to stop here. If any questions or comments, okay. Thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki.